Not Ephesians, you know, there was powerful things. The whole city was rock. Not Antioch. Not Thessalonica. It was a Philippian church. And we are talking about the Apostle Paul, the heroes of all the modern Christians who wrote one third of the New Testament. The so-called father of all our Gentile churches. It was the Philippian church that stood out head and shoulders tall above all the rest. Why was that so? Because it was born out of a vision, out of suffering, out of worship. There was a vision, there was suffering, and there was worship. And in spite of all that they don't have, they could do more than those that have. In spite of all that they were fighting against, they had more battles than others. They did far better than others who had half the battle. It was Paul's favorite church. If you and I were to ask Paul, which church of all the hundreds of churches you planted, or all the thousands of churches that you planted, Paul, which was your favorite church? The Philippian church. Macedonian church. And I can prove it from the Bible. He was so pleased with what the church do that in every other church he went to, he told them about the Macedonian church. He went to Corinthians, he told them about the Macedonian church. He went to Ephesus, he told them about the Macedonian church. This was the founding church of the rest of Paul's missionary journey. In fact, there are many things that are not recorded here. But some of the places Paul could go to in his second missionary journey and his third missionary journey, he could go to because the Philippian church sponsored and sent him there. Only heaven knows how much and at what cost the Philippian church paid in order to bring the gospel forward. The same principles stand out that made the Philippian church great. And that is when David worshipped the Lord, he says, they were born out of true worship. You know, it is worship in a sense, but the worship has a price. It is a different thing when we can have the freedom and the leisure and the free time to gather together and say, let's worship the Lord. But do you know it's a different thing if when you and I are told, if you ever gather together, you may be imprisoned, you may lose your life, you may be snatched away from your family if you gather to worship Jesus, and yet we choose together. You know it's different? Because in the first case, there was no price to pay. In the second case, you endanger your own life. You endanger your family. You endanger your job and your future prospects to worship God. They are doing that in some places in the Middle East, in some places in China. Once upon a time in Russia, and I'm sure there are places in the world today where if you gather to worship Jesus, you may be in danger for your life. What kind of worship will we have? Wonderful worship. And I can tell you, even if we don't have any music and all we do is, hey, do you all know the words of this hymn? Okay, let's write it down. Okay, let's now sing together. It will be the most beautiful worship than the worship we could bring together with a 100-piece orchestra in a free country. Because for them,